Hi, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
Hey guys, have you seen Monkey Trouble?
Say that I have.
No, it's a monkey movie.
Well, you know what? That's a 3 for 3 because we ain't got no rules during April.
It's all monkey business here.
The drums of war arise on the horizon of Josh's psyche.
See, normally I'd be excited for no rules, but this is the absolute worst scenario.
Anything can get
because
through the door.
Because there's no rules, yeah, we can just watch monkey movies forever. April's never going to end.
It doesn't feel like that when we're, you know, we just got off the boat to Skull Island. Yeah. We arrived. We had a nice picnic on the beach.
Stayed at a really swanky hotel.
Really swanky.
With a monkey.
Yeah. Those two kids died from getting rabies, though. Uh-huh. That sucked.
Well, they fell through the air shaft again because they thought
Jesus.
That there would be a, like, the laundry chute.
Yeah.
Because they thought, they just assumed that there would be
a pile of laundry
to catch them.
As there usually is.
And there wasn't this time.
No.
It was just the floor.
Ooh, that's monkey trouble. So what we do here on the podcast, tonight's a little different since none of us have seen it, but the people who haven't seen the movie give a brief rundown, a description, if you will, of what they think the movie's going to be about.
You brought this, Austin, so you must know something about
this. I know a little something, so I'm going to let you go first, Josh.
Okay. This title, I think, means it's either going to be a comedy or a horror. It's either like Monkey Trouble.
Or Monkey Trouble.
Yeah. I'm going to go horror. I'm going to go with Shadow of Kilimanjaro.
Ooh,
okay. Best thing. But let's say you have a bunch of small monkeys. It's like, I almost said one big monkey.
One big monkey. So original.
It's one monkey.
It's like in a big city.
What about a small number of average size monkeys?
I'm going to say it's one big monkey for a monkey, not for a kaiju.
Okay.
It's like a big orangutan.
We're not doing Mighty Joe Young this year, but you're getting close to something.
It's a big monkey.
Yeah.
And it's in a city and it's causing problems.
We're going to Candy Apple Island.
It's killing people.
All right.
It's killing people and they don't... It is, and they think it's people, and it's not people, it's monkey.
Whoa. Okay, so it's like a Summer of
it's
Sam.
It's like a slasher, yeah.
Damn.
Monkey slasher film.
Like a monkey serial killer.
Yeah.
The only clues we got is these banana peels
this
in every crime
Austin,
scene.
So this is like an 80s movie, so it's really bad.
Ooh, like the monkey just comes out of the vents, and it's like...
No, like they couldn't
keeps
get...
ripping all these faces
they
off.
They couldn't get a monkey, so it's a suit actor or something.
Ooh, like a child.
Puppet.
Okay. Ooh, a puppet monkey. I want this movie so bad.
Yeah, I'm pitching something that's too good.
Monkey.
Right?
I'd call that Monkey Trouble.
Monkey
that's a good
trouble.
Name for it.
That's pretty trouble.
Yeah. Monkey Shines is a really good one if you want something along this line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, but okay.
That's something we'll get to eventually.
Oh, we could do, yeah, Monkey Horror next year would be great.
I thought we were going to do Sad Monkey next year.
I know we keep saying that.
I've been
but
saving
I don't wanna,
a Sad Monkey movie.
I don't want to do Sad Monkeys, guys. I don't like monkeys that enough to feel empathic about them. Justin, what do you think Monkey Trouble from 1994 is going to be about?
Josh took horror, so I'll take comedy.
Okay.
I bet that this is a comedic movie about... I'm going to just say that I was shown the poster.
Yeah.
How many monkeys?
So, it's one monkey, I'm pretty sure. And it's a... it's a little monkey that gets up to some hijinks.
Ooh, little monkey, big hijinks. So like
Dunstan checks in, but not in a hotel.
Not in a hotel. It's gonna be
bigger than little or monkey than Dunstan checks in.
Littler monkey than Dunstan checks in.
Okay, like you thought Dunstan was gonna be like a little bellhop. Right.
Yes, I did think Dunstan would be a little monkey.
Yeah, it's all about size difference in monkeys.
Yeah, still terrifying.
All monkeys.
Yeah. Still could rip.
If you told me there was a species of monkeys the size of ants, I'd be terrified.
Yeah. I would be too.
If you told me there are monkeys,
it's like the scorpions flying now thing.
Yeah,
like there's monkeys, but they're really tiny. No,
or bigger. God. I'd be still terrified. Sure. Like they're as big as Volkswagens.
Yeah.
What kind of monkey business do you think?
Yeah, what kind of hijinks are we getting up to? This was a year before Dunstan.
I'm gonna guess that it's a kid.
Okay.
And that the monkey gets them in trouble by doing stuff, and the kid gets blamed for it.
Oh, so kind of like his movie.
Yeah.
Like, instead of detective, it's the parents.
Yeah.
So not intentional, it's not the kid and the monkey getting up to trouble together.
I think the kid's like, no, monkey, stop! And then the monkey's doing stuff.
We had a pretty good bad last week.
Mm-hmm.
The undercover guy who was using Dunstan. Do you think we'll have a bad this week in this movie?
Maybe like an evil step-parent?
I'm tired of this monkey trouble.
Because if the kid keeps getting blamed, right?
A stern.
They gotta send him to like military school or something.
Maybe, like, right. Or at least threatened.
Where's the monkey come from?
Because
you don't just get a monkey.
That's always the question.
Yeah. A ring of international jewel thieves.
It's always them, isn't it? It's always thievery with these monkeys.
That's what monkeys are known for, right? Murdering people and stealing.
I guess so, and looking adorable on film next to children in big cities. Alright, so we had... Last week's was pretty well shot.
Mm-hmm.
This is one
of Jason Alexander,
American movies this director has made.
Oh, okay.
The other one I've never heard of, but I'm kind of interested now, is Kiefer Sutherland and... I can picture him, but it's like a hippie and an FBI dude in the 80s. They're totally opposites, but they got to do something together. It's
buddy cop.
So he's kind of known for, it looks like this director's a little bit known for these quirky buddy movies, which was our mid-list theme, at least Justin and I's.
This is a buddy cop monkey movie.
I think they're going to be solving some crimes together. I think this monkey's going to...
But he's a monkey.
But he can gather evidence from tinier places.
I guess.
But what if he's a
genetically altered smart monkey?
As long as it means...
There were a lot of monkeys
as
in
long
labs.
As it doesn't mean that he can talk.
Ooh.
I don't want to talk.
Does a translator count, like a robotic wristwatch, like a Doug in Up?
Yes, that would make you want to kill myself.
Well, Doug was awesome in Up.
Yeah. Still annoying. I don't like mascot characters.
Period piece? Yes? No?
Says the anime fan.
I don't like mascot characters in anime either. I don't like
annoying, I don't like stupid... mascot characters, says the guy who's been to Japan. I just watched a thing on how every subway stop has its own mascot character, and it's adorable.
They're
and
fine
I
for,
to
like,
visit.
Baseball teams and places, but...
Yeah, not movies?
Not monkey movies. No.
Okay.
I want to talk in monkey.
Last night, just to give people a behind-the-scenes view, we watched Ralph Bakshi's Lord of the Rings.
Mm.
And it made me miss...
So you can put it on the list,
It made me miss The Hobbit, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, I want to finish that. I want to round it out. Because I like those. I'm in.
Okay.
You convinced me. If you have any guesses at home for what this is going to be about, email us. Like, pause the episode and email us at fapcheck@gmail.com.
Yeah,
and
we'll
Josh,
edit it later.
We'll come back and read it at the end, and I'll edit it in right now. So get ready, Josh.
You got like 2 weeks to get it in before we put up the episode.
Stop putting people of you behind the scenes. What?
Yeah, I guess you'll edit it post-posting.
Post-posting?
Put the episode
I'll put
out,
it in there, yeah.
And then you'll take it down and edit it and then put it down.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. All right, we're going to watch Monkey Trouble from 1994 here on Have You Seen April. And we're back with Monkey Trouble from 1994.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things were kind of similar to last week's movie. We were in L.A., the West Coast Monkeys. Ooh. Did that make a big difference to you, Josh?
The scenes were better.
The scenes set, were better. The
set pieces were better.
No big matte paintings of fake buildings. No. Unlike
It wasn't in a closed room movie.
No, a lot of it took place on, like, Santa Monica. A closed
hotel movie.
Yeah. I guess the hotel was more fun. Hey, we just went between the beach and random houses.
It was shot better the last movie.
Sure.
You want to give us a quick rundown of what happened in this?
Yeah, sure. A monkey is owned by this street performer guy who uses monkey to steal.
Another monkey jewel thief movie.
But he runs into mobsters.
Yes, the LA mob.
Who see the potential in his monkey stealing. So they hire him to be thieves instead of them.
Yeah.
They see this monkey rob this take his watch, and they're like, I got an idea.
Instead of killing him, we can pitch to
the boss.
That's not at all what they say, Justin. What they say is, oh, Ice God's an idea. We can pitch this as to the boss. Because it's L.A., but for some reason, there's 1,000 fake New York accents in this. Harvey Keitel is the big bad.
Yeah, he's the one who owns the monkey.
He's a pirate, she calls him, because he's got the worst greasy hair. And he's wearing a grill or something, but just on the bottom. It's kind of hard to see, because he never, like, grins at her in a way that you can see. So what happens after this monkey runs away from him?
So the monkey runs away from him, and then meets our main character, Kid.
Mm-hmm. Likes her at first, because looks like his first owner.
Name, Ava, I think.
Yeah.
Is her name.
She has one, possibly two siblings.
Yeah. I think two.
Don't you love a movie where you don't know who's in the family? The first scene, a man brings Ava home to another family. Yeah. And we're just like, who is this man? Why is there another man? Who
is the only reason her parents are divorced is so she can go her dad's house later?
That was the only reason? In the stipulation of their divorce. So, yeah. So
no, I mean, for the purposes I know. Of the movie.
So every other weekend she can leave our home and give us a break.
Yeah.
It didn't seem to matter.
That's why my parents got divorced. I was too much.
She's so disorganized.
Yeah.
She is disorganized.
Oh my god, that's her number one character
trait. Her room is a mess.
True! Her room is a mess. But she's like 9?
Yeah.
And every single adult in her life is like, get your shit together, little girl!
I forgot my pet for show and tell.
Oh, it's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
She doesn't have a pet.
That's I forgot I have to get a... Well, she doesn't have to bring a pet to show and tell. That's the whole crux of this movie.
Yeah.
You can just bring your favorite toy.
You can bring your little brother.
You can bring your little brother. She hates her little brother, though. Because he's a little dipshit who's not allowed in her room.
A nerd.
Yeah, he's a fucking nerd. I love it when she calls this baby a nerd. You don't hear many people call babies nerds, but we should bring that back if it was ever a thing. Oh, show me that little nerd. Yeah, she has, like, her room. It's very 90s, this movie. The decor.
What is a 90s movie?
The whole... Well, I mean, it is purely stuck in the 90s.
Sure.
Because her house decor is all pink. All the walls, every surface.
We could see an old computer at the library.
Yeah, yeah. Her room has one of those chalkboards on the doors that's like, no babies allowed, or something. Like, it's her brother's name.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say she's kind of a little shit, but all the adults in her life are kind of picking on her. Like, she's 9. Yeah. Who cares if her schedule isn't down? Her mom, it is life-changing when her mom wakes up and she's ready for school.
Yeah.
And cleaned her room.
And that matters so much to her mom. Yeah. It's like, you're going to lose your little girl and she's going to become a young woman who despises you with puberty, and then she's going to move out in no time. Like, why are you like, she needs to stick to a schedule, goddammit. She'll never learn if she doesn't clean her room now.
Yeah. You can't possibly be an adult and have a messy room.
It almost bothered me how much joy the mom got out of her waking up early and taking all this responsibility overnight.
It was a little weird.
Like, not only should she be questioning it, because there's a hidden monkey, but also, like, okay, she's not a little girl anymore. That That makes you happy? Like, yes, I divorced her dad. I want her out of here every other weekend and then permanently. I want to marry, what's his name?
Shooter McGavin.
Yeah, Shooter McGavin. That's his, the name of the actor. No, that works because he's a previous entry on Happy Gilmore, one of Justin's Summer of Sandler entries. And I'm sure he'll return soon.
Was Happy Gilmore before this? Or after this?
Justin.
Happy Gilmore is... Sorry.
What year is Happy Gilmore?
Oh, Happy Gilmore... That's also a good
question. Oh,
94. 96.
Really?
Okay. So this is before
this Happy is 94? Yeah, 2 years.
Not Shooter McGavin yet.
Nope.
But his name is Christopher McDonald.
Okay. He's the one who wants the members
this
only
sets
jacket.
Him up for that movie.
It sure does. Because mm-hmm. It kind of looks like the mom's getting back together with the exes. She's like, listen, I got together with you because I thought you were like a cool hot cop. But then I saw that monkey steal your gun and it really gave me the icks.
Got more violence in this movie than I was expecting.
We had a monkey with a
monkey
gun.
Monkey gun violence.
Monkey shooting a gun
he
multiple
had pretty good
times.
Aims.
Yeah, I'll give him that. He was can't get keep that monkey though afterwards.
I was kind of hoping he would hit his target.
Yeah.
We did a comedy where he like shoots the guy in the butt or whatever. He's like running around the
sure,
tree.
Sure, I'm okay with that.
But that would be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he misses both times.
Can't get away with that these
he
days.
He still fires a gun, and we see
twice
with a gun.
Accurately. That gun would have blown this monkey backwards 10 feet.
Yeah.
It's a cop magnum. Little monkey wrists would shatter. So this is a jewel thief monkey. Even when he moves in with... who's played by... This is the little girl from previous
Hocus Pocus.
Episode Hocus Pocus. Mm-hmm. Thora Birch, is that it?
I'll have to look it up.
And how do you go from Hocus Pocus to this?
Yeah.
Rough. Hocus Pocus was a year, was 93.
And I was like, you had a cat that couldn't
yeah,
die
she's
in that.
Thora Birch.
And now you want a dog? Like, she didn't get to keep the cat. That's the thing I always forget, because she's like snuggling with the cat. And she's like, I'm going to take care of you, and then you're going to get fat, and I'm going to feed you. Remember, Justin? She's taking care of the immortal cat, but she didn't get to keep him. He turns back into a teenage boy.
Yeah,
and goes,
teenage boy ghost.
And goes to heaven with his sister. So between then and now, she's petless.
Yeah.
And that would leave a hole if you had, like, an immortal teenage boy trapped in a cat body that you were, like, thought you were never going to leave.
Yeah,
and
you had a talking cat.
And it got taken away from you. You're like, can we just hit a dog? We moved from Salem to... Los Angeles. There's no witches. I have a older sister, maybe?
I'm pretty sure she has an older sister.
Or is that just the babysitter
she
nanny?
She was in, like, two scenes.
Yeah, a live-in nanny.
It's hard to tell, because the parents don't seem to care about her. And she's not going to the dad's house for the weekend.
No. She looked pretty close to being an adult, like, I don't know.
No backstory. No backstory whatsoever. Yeah, she...
No backstory.
We don't get any relationship. Like, why is she there? Who is she?
Right. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter.
Maybe she played a bigger role in, like, an earlier draft. Maybe.
The extended director's cut?
Yeah.
In this cut, she found out about the monkey before anyone else.
Yeah, she didn't have anything to do with the plot, right?
Yeah.
She
took
him
for
walks. Two scenes.
Yeah.
And...
yeah. There's no reason, really, for her to be there. But this movie doesn't care about that. It just cares about monkey stealing things. And Eva gets the idea. She's like, we could make money off this.
Somehow.
You're a monkey and I'm a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the beach.
Profit. Yeah.
And just gather people to a crowd and take their money.
It doesn't show what they're doing. They're not very good performers, but they're... Maybe this monkey's a trained performer.
Yeah.
Because well, but the thing is, while he's performing, he's also slipping in and out of the crowd.
Stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Stealing little monkey
she doesn't thief. Realize that yet though
little monkey thief Harvey Keitel's looking for him. He's putting up flyers all over town that are like, missing monkey, call Dr. So-and-so if you find him. A lot of repeating characters in this for it
Harvey
being
Keitel
LA
son
maybe just a kid friend, a kid accomplice.
There's a lot of random characters in this movie that don't matter
saxophone
much.
Kid
yeah
what the fuck
and the rapping kids.
Rapping Kids were actually in the soundtrack, mm-hmm. But Saxophone Kid? I thought it was going to be some sort of, like, summer fling with her romance.
Just because,
like,
he's playing the saxophone?
On the beach. Why else cut to a 10-year-old playing the saxophone? It was mind-blowing. This reminded, I mean, not just because of the setting, but because of how surreal that was, it reminded me of the Tenacious D movie.
Sure.
Because we're on the Malibu boardwalk, like, or Santa Monica.
We saw it on that. Pick of Destiny.
You haven't seen it?
Of course not.
Oh, wow. Okay. I like it. I like it quite a bit. We watched it recently, and I thought it held up.
Mm.
Makes the album better, but it is based on.
Sure.
Fills in the gaps. So we're kind of done with buddy monkey movies after this one.
Good.
For this year, at least.
Okay.
Josh, if you had a buddy who was a monkey, would you want one of these tiny ones, or would you want a Dunstan? Or, like, even bigger, all the way to King Kong?
Definitely not
King like, Kong. Let's say fingers to King Kong.
I feel I want them to be on the bigger side, just so, like...
He's going full King Kong.
I don't want them to, like, hiding like they were in this movie.
No.
Right? They're too easy to
lose. You want power with your monkey?
I want to not be able to lose track of a monkey.
Right. Like, even if...
That was the trouble in this movie, is they kept losing track.
Everyone kept losing the monkey.
Yeah.
It happened a lot.
He's a wily little guy.
Yeah. So what, like, bust size? How big?
Human size.
Okay, so you just want a human-sized monkey.
Sure. If I have to have a monkey.
Is he going to be a jewel thief?
That's what they all are,
right? They just have to be, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or murderers, if we do Kilimanjaro.
Ah.
Every monkey movie we've seen that isn't King Planet of the Apes, they're jewel thieves or killers.
Yeah.
Or musicians.
Well, that's kind of true for humans, too, after a while. We just have jobs or are killers. Or in comedies, I guess.
Not as funny as Dunstan.
It reminded me a lot of Uncut Gems, in a way.
If you had to watch one of these two movies again, which one would you pick?
Dunstan. Easy.
Yeah, it was filmed a lot better.
I feel like I would see a lot more in the second. That's because it's a big set piece hotel.
This feels more like it's just a dumb kids movie. Like, yeah. She's dropping a monkey off at a daycare. It's a pet store while she goes to school. The scene at the supermarket.
The monkey isn't funny.
No. He just,
not that Dunstan was that funny, but...
Dunstan was like, pretty funny.
Dunstan was a better actor. This monkey will just be like...
It was intentionally funny in Dunstan.
And make like weird face, body, and hand movements and be like, oh, oh! And they'll be like, oh, isn't that cute? And you're like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, it's like cute
Dunstan
monkey,
had comedic timing. Like whenever he handed the stick of gum.
Yeah. I think this one's funniest moment, the monkey wasn't even involved when he was Metal Gear Soliding on Venice Beach.
Sure. With a little car that you could see.
This is a daytime monkey thief, too. Dunstan waited till night to break into the hotel room.
Dunstan was more of a professional.
I think so, yeah.
This guy's like a pickpocket on the street.
Also, just in like a straight-up monkey fight, Dunstan's winning.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, he's like sure.
Hands
three
times
down. His size.
Yeah, four hands down. Drawn quartering this little monkey like tissue. We saw it in that movie you showed us.
Yeah.
That's why I don't feel bad talking about it.
That's true.
We've seen...
Drawn and quartered monkeys.
We've seen in a the monkey wild. Buffet. that's one of our most popular episodes, too.
Is
if you
it?
Haven't listened to it, check it out. It was really good. It's Rise of the Warrior Apes.
It had one review when we watched it on IMDb.
And it's not what you think. It's not a Planet of the Apes. It's a live-action documentary about, like, monkey-on-monkey, like, survival and genocide.
It's got kind of a sequel on, I think, Netflix.
Yeah.
There's a show that follows the same
monkey
tribe.
Can't believe we're not
doing
that this year. You're just...
And we got what, Amazeballs?
Ape Amazeballs?
Amazeballs?
Or are you gonna harangue? It's like, oh, now that we're in April, we're gonna do Amazeballs. April in Amazeballs.
You know, it was a good idea. I think I'll do it.
How many ape TV shows could there be?
How many TV shows and sitcoms especially had apes
Friends
as
had
guest
monkey.
Stars? Just, I'm not talking about
it's gotta be like in the title.
Friends had a monkey.
Oh no, there's none with, oh, there's so many with a monkey, actually.
Is there?
Yeah. Friends, I would count. They had a monkey in it for a long time, and he counts as a friend.
He's in the Lego set.
No. He is.
He's not in the opening theme.
He will be there for them. He's on top of the fountain, if you look really closely.
Okay.
And if you pause and zoom in.
Is that who they replaced that one actor that leaves the show for like 5 seasons with a monkey?
What?
Is that when they did
that
it?
Never happened.
That never happened. No one leaves.
No.
Friends.
Which was the sitcom where like one of the act?
Cheers?
Maybe it's That 70s Show? That 70s Show.
He left for the last season.
Okay.
Yeah. Cheers, one of the main actors left, like, second season, because she wanted to pursue movies. And it was
no monkeys in Cheers though.
There might be an episode. There was always a monkey episode, is what I'm saying. Like in sitcoms.
Okay.
There's always a monkey episode.
Huh.
So don't ask for it too hard.
I'd be okay. At least that's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be different enough, I'd be okay with that.
Not like this movie tonight wasn't different enough for you?
No.
Are you asking if I'd recommend this movie?
Not yet.
Okay.
Justin, if you had a monkey companion,
mm-hmm.
would it be bigger or small? Like, on monkey range from tonight's monkey all the way to King Kong?
Out of safety, I would go for, like, a small monkey.
You're not going for power?
No.
Josh is going for, like, brute force.
Sure.
He's like, I'm not hiding this monkey. He's as big as I am.
No, I'll take one of these sneaky monkeys.
Okay. And he's a jewel thief, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Well, they all are.
Yeah. I'm going all out. I'm going full Kong. Because they're jewel thieves. I just want to see how that works.
Yeah.
Is he just going to pick up the jewelry store and bring it home
That's
one night?
That's why he picked up the lady. It's because he wanted her earrings.
Shake. He thought the subway was shiny. It was a big necklace for him. All monkeys, jewel thieves. That's why they hate him on Kong and Island and put him behind that wall. He keeps stealing all their shit. All right, we'll give you one blonde with a necklace every year. He just wants the necklace. He's like, ooh.
He has to grab the whole person to get it.
Yeah, because his hands are so big. Sometimes their clothes come with it, like in the 70s version. The horniest Kong, as we will forever know it as. But can you blame him? It was Jessica Lange. So, I'm going full Kong size. I'll see you boys on the battlefield.
Sure. Me and my guy are just going to hide.
Josh and his are just going to be riding the subway.
Yes, yeah. Just
two dudes with a monkey.
Monkey buddy cop could be cool.
Can they talk?
No, monkeys can't talk. No.
I don't
are
know.
Are you crazy?
Have we seen a talking monkey yet besides Planet of the Apes?
No, I was going to say a lot of Planet of the Apes.
Planet
of the Apes. But that hardly takes it. Counts.
Monkeys don't talk outside of Planet of the Apes, it seems.
You don't want them to, usually.
No, I don't.
No, but it's a bad thing when they do. Monkey bone? Have we done that? We haven't done that one with Brendan Fraser.
Sign language?
Yeah, monkeys doing sign language work for you? It's not too evolved?
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, do you have to know it to understand it? Or like...
No.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, would you learn it if all monkeys
knew sign
language?
I wouldn't count it as a talking monkey movie.
If all monkeys knew sign language, would you learn sign language?
Yeah.
I feel like I should learn sign language anyway.
Regardless, yeah.
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 You don't need to know like ASL to teach them to steal, though.
No, they're already jewel
they're
thieves.
Already
they're
jewel
all,
thieves.
We've established this. They're all... Yeah.
And we've seen in this that all you have to do to train them on anything is just sit them at a table for a couple of hours and just tell them they're bad.
Berate them and then beat them.
She also had the little trap where whenever he went for the money, she sprayed him with water.
How do you think Harvey Keitel did it? Yeah. He did the opposite. He put toys and candy out and jewelry.
He's like, take the jewelry.
And then, whacked him with a little ruler every time he took the candy and toys, spritzed him. This monkey's life is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know where he's coming or going. She's just feeding him bananas and extra sandwiches. And the dad thinks that means she has a boyfriend. The fact that she's taking extra food to school and becoming more organized. Do I have bad news for you, buddy? We get to see her take the monkey to the library.
She shows this monkey to way too many people.
But not all the people. Because in the library, the librarian's like, ah! It's the scariest thing ever.
She's very intimidated by this monkey.
And she's like, I'll get everything you need.
She knows they can rip your faces off.
Yeah, even the little ones.
She's a librarian.
It says right here on my computer. She takes him to the supermarket, and he's just eating raw chicken in her backpack.
Mm-hmm. Stealing
too That's why hands. Later I'm like, when you tell your parents I have a monkey that's been living in my backpack, just let them smell that backpack. You can't make that shit up.
No.
Well, so it would have been covered in monkey hair, right? She had that
monkey
backpack
shit.
The whole time.
No, he's not shitting in there. He's better trained than that. He shits in other people's backpacks.
He peed on the floor and pooped in the sink.
Oh, you're right. He's shitting in that backpack. Yeah, he's dumped the monkey shit out and be like, look, monkey in the backpack. Because they finally crack the case, Shooter McGavin, her stepdad cop, because he finds the earring. Or the old people report it?
The old people report it.
Just like you said, the first old people that she runs into, the monkey, tell on her. And you made that joke. You're like, out of all the people in L.A., and then it happens.
Mm-hmm. You also made a joke about the brother being like, monkey, and that's how they believe her.
And it's his first word.
And the mom literally is like, it's like he's trying to tell us.
He saw a monkey, right?
And the dad, the first dad, is like, yeah, because there's a stuffed monkey right here. Don't need to be a detective to see that. Just like, look at his shooter. Because these two don't say a goddamn word to each other. No. They don't even look at each other.
Why would you?
I was here first. Hey, where's my older daughter?
I don't like that they, like, just instantly believe that she stole this random jewelry.
I know.
Like, there was no money amongst any, but it was all...
She spent all the money on taxis.
Yeah.
She actually did have a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. That's what I mean. But like, we found all, like, a whole fucking box full of stolen watches and
jewels.
Like, you did it, child.
So what Josh is saying is once you get your monkey, regardless of what size it is,
get rid of the money.
Keep the cash and the jewels separate.
Yeah.
That way, if they pop you for the jewels, you can be like, it's a monkey. I can't spend those. They find the cash, just be like, I'm saving up for a dog. I've been walking monkeys.
We don't give you allowance because you don't clean your room.
You're too disorganized for an allowance.
You wouldn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, you'd go spend it on dogs. And she's obsessed monkeys. With having a dog. And this really movie is hammering it home. She goes
to
the park.
She has a poster.
Everyone at the park. Oh, her art, man. I know she's little, yeah. But you were right. It's bad.
Great.
It is so bad. Like, you can have a childhood drawing. That's fine. Mm-hmm. It's so bad that the part that was supposed to represent a dog, at the last minute, they're like, no, and cut out a picture of a dog and just plastered it on top. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah. She mm-hmm. drew a dog.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't tell. Her drawing was worse than the monkey's handwriting.
I did like that the monkey left Harvey Keitel a note when he left.
But you know where that came from? They're in his trailer, Harvey Keitel's trailer, with like a knockoff Superman on the front of it. And he's like, your boy doesn't want you, monkey. He left you a note. Read it. And like jams his note in the monkey's face. And it's like this long goodbye note. And I'm like, is that actually to the monkey? Can you read it to me? Did his son write him a goodbye note and that's why he's pissed? Because he didn't get one, the monkey did?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that his son?
I think so.
It might just be his girlfriend's son. Like I said, and his underage accomplice in crimes. Why does the monkey want a lizard?
To eat it.
That's never established, though. Like, that he has a weakness for lizards. That would have been nice if it had, like, come back.
Sure.
You know, made it a movie.
That's how he goads the monkey over, wherever he's like, let's let the monkey choose.
Because Harvey Keitel's been arrested. I feel kind of bad for this kid. Mm-hmm. He goes up to the trailer and is like, hey, Dad, I'm 40 miles from home. And where are you? Oh, shit, I better get my monkey so I can steal some jewels so I can afford to get home. She's like, he doesn't like you because your dad's a dirty pirate. Yeah, he's like, we'll let him choose.
This monkey's name is Fingers.
Because he steals things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
Why else? Because he eats some of his favorite food?
His favorite food, Fingers.
He's over here, child S. Fingers. It's Dodger afterwards.
Yeah, she names him Dodger.
Because he likes the hat. It's like, it's one of those jokes where you look around the room and name a monkey after the first thing you see.
Mm-hmm.
This is my monkey, Josh. I'm, like, talking to you. You think this would make a good board game?
No.
What about Dunstan, though? I was thinking about that. Like, what if you had a hotel and you had to move your pieces around?
It's like Mousetrap. You have a little chute that you put
trying to capture the monkey.
Drop the monkey down. It's like chutes and ladders.
You have to make sure there's enough blankets at the bottom, though. Yeah. It's one of those old games. So it doesn't come with a monkey. It comes with a marker, and you have to draw a monkey face on an egg. That way, if there's not enough laundry at the bottom of the chute, your monkey just goes splat.
Yeah. Cheers did well enough to get a board game.
You're right, yeah. Which kind of blows me away.
Trivia, but...
That's the thing that blows me away. It's a map-based game of the layout of Cheers. It looks like it should be Clue, or you're, like, solving mysteries from the show, or, like, situational quests, but it's a trivia.
Trivia.
Why is there a map? Do you have it?
Not on me, but I do have it.
We gotta play it.
You have to move to different areas, I think, that gives you different kinds of trivia.
Oh, that sounds so fun. Yeah, we gotta do this some night.
We gotta watch more Cheers first, I think.
Oh, okay. You have to watch more Cheers.
I have to watch
I've watched Cheers. It all the way through, at least twice, and you've watched it all the way through. Yeah.
I could just lose, that's fine.
Oh yeah, it's trivia. I feel like you can't lose, just play it.
I feel like I lose either way if I watch a bunch of Cheers. I mean, Cheers is good.
But... Okay, I'll make you a deal. We'll set a time and I won't watch any Cheers till then, and you can only watch Cheers till then. It'll turn into a full Patreon episode of Have You Played, a board game version.
We only play the movie board games.
That would There's be a lot of fun. Yeah, yeah. We should do some...
Lord of the Rings.
You know, there's 100 different Lord of the Rings board games. Some of them are okay.
Yeah.
Some are not. I was going to say Die Hard because there's a fun board game I saw. But
Die Hard has a board game?
Of course it does.
Looking why? What do you do?
We also... What do you mean?
Crawl through vents? Like
you take out the bad guys, man. You come to the West Coast, find a monkey, rob a few people on the beach. You know,
Rear Window has a board game?
Ooh!
Somehow.
Ava, there's a monkey terrorizing all these people across the street from my apartment. No one believes me, Ava. Oh, Frank, why won't you just fuck me? I know you're a beautiful woman, but I have a cast on my leg and there's a monkey stealing from everyone.
No one will believe me.
No one will believe me, Josh. I like when she finally comes clean and she's like, I didn't take that, the monkey did. And she doesn't leave it there. She's like, you know, the monkey that I've been dropping off at this store every day that they know about that you can call. No, wait, you can't call it because she's gone because this guy can't. And it's like this convoluted thing and they're like, oh, you're a liar now.
She did lie a couple times.
She lied a couple of times.
She spent a whole weekend by herself at her dad's place.
Yeah.
While he was flying around Canada.
Doing dad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what he does.
Flying around Canada.
Yeah, doing that Canada job. L.A. to Canada. A maple importer. There's that scene at the grocery store that's kind of like Home Alone, but instead of being nice to her, everyone's like, why are you so evil, little girl?
You're moving that backpack around.
When they think she's a shoplifter. When she thinks she's a shoplifter.
She kind of is. Yeah, she has a monkey in her backpack. And he, like I said, he's eating raw fucking chicken. Like, stop, monkey. I don't know what you're supposed to eat. I haven't looked at that. I have all these printouts I got to go through. Do I get you a litter box? I don't want you using the sink every day.
Lizards.
Do I feed you lizards? Are they good for you? Are those like a Snickers bar? You should only have one every once in a while? Like, there's a lot of questions here. What's the first city you're terrorizing once you get your monkey, Josh?
The chopping mall in
California. Ooh, ooh. So it's going to be like...
A mall monkey.
You and a U-sized monkey versus like three killer robots.
Sure.
And it's a jewel heist.
No, just the mall. Not the mall dirt chopping mall.
Oh.
Just the mall.
I thought, okay. I thought you were going really ambitious. You're
Josh
like,
goes to the mall with the monkey.
Josh goes to rob the mall. All right.
Monkeys versus robots sounds cool, though.
Yeah, well, maybe that can be like your second adventure.
Monkeys versus robots.
We'll team up for that. And then you'll be glad I have a Kong when we get to monkeys versus robots. You can hide in the corner. I won't need to. I'll just be up there, like, smash them, and then steal the jewels. Like, whispering in his ear like a little angel, and then run into the other side to be the devil.
Why is the angel side telling him to kill people and steal the jewels?
They're robots! They're bad, evil robots from Chopping Mall! They blew up that teenager's head during the orgy!
Okay.
Do we need to rewatch Chopping Mall?
I didn't realize you were talking about
just those robots.
Those robots.
Yeah. I'm not gonna No, he's not going directly to Murder and Mayhem. We'll hold off on that. I think I'm going to help her and go back to Salem and beat up these witches with my Kong after that. Find some old witch treasures or something. Yeah, I think it's that time, Josh. After watching two Buddy Monkey movies, mm-hmm. would you recommend this one?
No.
Why?
No, I would. It's not good. It's not funny. It's not an interesting story. There's way too many characters.
There's two dads.
The fact that there's two sets of bad guys for some reason is unnecessary.
Oh, like the bad guys?
There's the monkey trainer. There's the monkey thief guy and also the mafia.
Yeah. The mafia who needs his monkey
there's
real bad.
There's too much going on and none needs to be followed.
We gotta rob this tiny little house and we got nobodies that can fits in it.
Forgettable.
The only scene that I remembered from this, because I wasn't even sure I'd seen it, was the baby saying, monkey, and then the monkey coming out from under the bed.
Okay.
Justin?
Yeah.
Would you? Oh, you would? Okay. Moving on. would you recommend Monkey Trouble from 1994?
No.
What is that?
It's kind of boring.
Yeah, it is kind of boring.
Crazy music choices.
I would much rather, much like Josh, I would much rather watch Dungeon Checks in than this one.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to watch either of them again anytime soon.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, me either. Me either. No, no.
But if I had to, it'd be Dunstan.
Knowing what I know about...
This one by a good margin.
Yeah, Dunstan wins. It was filmed so much better. The cinematography...
It was just a kid's movie.
This seems like a direct-to-TV movie, almost.
Yeah. Harvey Keitel, great villain, usually. Not in this. Dunstan Everwood was a bit more cartoonish. This felt almost too gritty and real in some parts. And plasticky and fake in others. I'm looking forward to Josh's movie next week.
Okay, that's the King Kong, A Fistful of Quarters.
Yeah, we're taking our monkeys and we're going to the arcade. Mm-hmm. A Fistful of Quarters.
Wait, would you recommend Monkey Trouble,
no.
though?
No.
Like Justin said, it's like a made-for-TV movie. It's very forgettable. The monkey plays a very small part in it. Like, it's not doing anything.
Not really.
It just keeps showing up at her house, and she's like, oh no, I need to hide you. And then it robs from people and hides it at her place. But, like, when they go to the beach, we don't even see what they do to perform. There's just automatically a huge ring of people around them, and she's like, the amazing Dodger!
He's doing flips or something. Who knows?
Yeah, or maybe...
Breakdancing Monkey.
Sure. Or maybe the D-Boys come back, the little rap duo. I want to know what they went on to do. we are deep into the jungles of Kong Island this year on April. Check out our other show, Amazeballs, where we're talking sitcoms right now and going through a bunch of classics. It's a lot of fun. Josh is discovering some new ones, like we talked about tonight. Cheers is one that we just covered. And some of the other classics on there, like Seinfeld, Friends, Malcolm in the Middle, That 70s Show. You threw some curveballs with animation, doing Rocco and Doug. I hope next time we do it, you find more animated sitcoms.
Oh, I got plenty of those.
Nice, nice. Just like April... Amazeballs has no rules. We do not have to have seen it before we watch it. We're just talk TV. What About Wrestling is our other one, where Nick, our only fan, and Justin talk about different wrestling events, and we do limited time crossover episodes that are a lot of fun. The last one we did was the Iron Claw, right? Eagle Claw?
Iron Claw.
Wrestling movie. Very sad.
Super sad.
Very fun. We also did You Can't Kill David Arquette, which wasn't as sad, but almost just as dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
You can write to us at fapcheck@gmail.com. That's fapcheck@gmail.com. And Josh will read it live on the episode. Take advantage of that. Send us a letter. Justin, open up that mailbag and let us know. Do we have any takers this week?
Doesn't look like it.
Nope.
Unfortunately.
Ah, Josh. They're just waiting. They're like composing their thoughts perfectly. They've scribbled 100 notes and
Josh, you read
thrown them into the bin.
You want to read the spam?
Is it from a monkey?
Our listeners don't deserve that. Send in a letter or nothing. Is it from a monkey, though? Yeah. all right. We are in the jungles. We are in it, in the thick of it, halfway through. And I'm really excited for the rest of the month because our last movie is a current movie from this year.
Wow.
Ooh,
we try and do a monkey movie that's more current every year. Last year was The Monkey.
Yeah.
I don't really think that was very good.
It wasn't.
I kind of forgot it as soon as we watched it. This one has a pretty high IMDb Rotten Tomatoes rating. And Josh, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, if what you pitched for tonight's movie was any indicator, we'll see.
I mean, I don't know that monkey horror is any better than monkey comedy. We've only done one.
Kilimanjaro?
Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, and that was real. That wasn't even, like,
fake horror. Yeah, I wouldn't even say that. Right. I don't know if I classify that as a horror.
Loose documentary?
Wow.
Like, how scary can a monkey horror villain be?
If they're wearing a scream mask, pretty scary.
No, that doesn't count. Can't be a slasher movie where he just wears a monkey head or whatever.
What if he leaves banana peels around for people to slip on, and that's how he takes them out? It's like bodies, bodies, bodies.
Only if it's like Saw, or the guy rounds the corner, he slips on a banana, and his head gets impaled on a spike or something.
Yeah.
Like really violent. No, I don't know. Hopefully I'll like it.
Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
Hey guys. Have you gone ape?